Title: Layering Found Sounds with Live 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. All right, let's build some drum and bass drums that don't sound like everybody else's. Today is all about layering found sounds using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs and turning random foley and textures into tight, mix-ready drum layers that actually support a rolling groove. The big idea: found sounds are identity. A snare made from snare plus metal tick plus noise air instantly feels custom. But we're going to do it in a controlled way, so it still hits hard at 174 and doesn't turn into a messy pile of clanks. By the end, you'll have a three-layer found sound drum kit: a kick with a thwack layer, a signature layered snare, textured hats built from tiny foley, and one hook-like texture loop that pumps around the drums. And we're going to macro it so you can perform and automate energy shifts fast. Let's go. First, session prep. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 175 is fine, but 174 is a really nice default DNB speed. Create a MIDI track and name it Drums, and drop a drum rack on it. Create an audio track called Found Texture, and optionally, create a bass instrument track if you want context while you balance snare weight against the low end. Quick mental grid check. Classic DNB is kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Whether you go 2-step or more rolling later, that anchor stays. Now we source sounds, and we do it quickly. Open packs and your core library. In the search bar, get aggressive. Search terms like metal hit, impact, slam, click, snap, chain, glass, paper, final, noise, texture, foley. You're not committing yet. You're hunting. Turn preview on, set preview volume to something comfortable, and grab 10 to 20 candidates. And here's what you're listening for: transient information. Something with a clear front edge, or a cool noisy top, or a gritty tail you can shape. Found sounds that are interesting but undefined often become perfect layers once you filter and envelope them. Now, before we drag anything into the drum rack, we assign roles. This is the rule that keeps intermediate layering from turning into intermediate mud. Every layer gets a job. Attack is the click or snap, very short, usually mid to high focused. Body is the punch and weight, a bit more sustain. Levs in the low mids. Air is the top texture. Noise, hiss, fizz, the stuff that makes it feel expensive and alive. If two layers both try to be body, you'll fight phase and you'll fight the mix. So decide roles up front. Let's build the snare first, because that's where found sound layering pays off the most in DNB. In your drum rack, pick a snare pad. D1 is a common spot. Drop in a solid stock snare sample first. Something clean, something that already works as a snare even before layering. That's your body anchor, even if we later carve it. Now add your found layers onto the same pad. You can literally drop additional samples onto that pad, and drum rack will create chains. Aim for two found sounds: one metallic tick for attack, like a key click, tool tap, small metal hit, one noise or texture burst for air, like final hiss, static, cloth swipe, spray-like noise, anything with top character. Now we tighten. Open each chain simpler. For one-shot drum hits, keep simpler in classic mode. And here's a big one for DNB. For one-shots, you usually want warp off. Warping can smear transients, and in drum and bass, smeared transients feel like your drums are late even if they're on grid. Go to the start marker and trim any pre-noise before the transient. This is one of the simplest ways to make layered drums feel like one instrument instead of three samples stacked. Then shape the length with the amp envelope. Think like a drummer. Fast hit, controlled tail. Set attack basically at 0, maybe up to 1 millisecond if you need to soften a click. Set decay somewhere like 80 to 250 milliseconds depending on the layer. Put sustain all the way down so it behaves like a hit, not a held note. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds so it doesn't click off unnaturally. Do this per layer. Your body layer can be a touch longer. Your attack layer should be super short. Your air layer can be short too, unless you specifically want a slightly longer noise puff. Now we frequency split. This is where your mix suddenly gets clean. On each chain, add an EQ8. Do it on the chain itself, not on the whole pad yet. For the snare body chain, high pass around 120 Hz. In DNB, kick and bass own the lows. If your snare has low rumble, it will steal headroom and make the whole groove feel less focused. If the snare needs chest, you can gently lift around 180 to 250. If it honks or feels cardboard, dip around 400 to 700. For the metallic attack chain, high pass much higher, somewhere around 500 to 900 Hz. You're basically saying you are not allowed to contribute mod. Then a small presence boost in the 2 to 5k region can bring out stick definition. If it's stabbing your ears, look for harsh rings around 6 to 9k and notch them slightly. For the air or noise chain, high pass aggressively. 2 to 4k HC is normal. This layer's job is top texture, not mid-range clutter. And if it's too fizzy, you can low pass around 10 to 14k depending on taste. Teacher note, don't treat these numbers as laws. The point is separation. You want to be able to mute and unmute each chain and instantly hear what it contributes. Now let's glue the snare so it behaves like one sound. On the pad output, after the chains recombine, add drum bus. This is key, put it on the pad output, not on every chain, because we want the layers to fuse. Set drive around 5 to 15% as a starting point. Crunch at 0 to 10%, lightly. Boom is usually off for DNB snares, because it can mess with kick and bass space unless you're really intentionally designing the low end. Use damp to keep the top controlled. And transients, this one matters. Try plus 5 up to plus 20 for extra snap. If the snare gets spiky after that, add a saturator after drum bus. Soft sine or analog clip is a great starting mode. Add 1 to 4 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip if peaks get jumpy. Now, a quick pro reality check. Phase. If you have two layers that both feel like body, even briefly, you can get cancellation. Do a quick mono check, and if something feels weirdly smaller in mono, try putting utility on one chain and inverting phase left and right. Keep the version that hits harder and feels more solid. You're not chasing perfect alignment, you're just avoiding obvious loss. Next, let's build your hat and top loop from Found Sounds. This is where your track starts to sound like you. Pick 3 to 5 tiny Foley sounds. Keys jingle. Paper flick. A small plastic click. A short static burst. Vinyl crackle. Put them on separate drum rack pads. Now program a DNB top pattern. Start simple. Closed hats on 8 notes with a few gaps so it breathes. Then add a few 16th note ghosts right before the snare hits. Those little pickups push energy into beats 2 and 4 and make the groove roll. And you can add occasional slightly off-grid hits, just a touch. But keep kick and snare locked. That's your backbone. Now make it feel human but still tight using groove pool. Grab a stock groove, drop it onto the hat clip. Start with tining around 20 to 40%. Velocity 10 to 25, and random 5 to 15. The goal isn't sloppiness. The goal is movement. Here's a coaching trick. Build layer families. When you find a good click or tick, duplicate it into 3 to 5 variations right away. Change the pitch slightly, change start point slightly, change decay slightly. Save those in your user library as a mini collection. That's how you get consistent character with micro change, which is basically the secret sauce of exciting DNB drums. Now we make a hook texture, a longer found recording turned into rhythmic ear candy that ducks around the drums. On your found texture audio track, drag in something longer. Metal scrape, train ambience, crowd noise, rain on a window, room tone, whatever fits your vibe. Warp it. If it's rhythmic or percussive, use beats mode and preserve at 1/16 or 1/8 to keep it snappy. If it's more smeary and atmospheric, use texture mode, with grain around 20 to 40 and flux 10 to 25. You're sculpting how grainy and animated it feels. Now slice it rhythmically with beat repeat for controlled chaos. Put beat repeat on the texture track. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%, variation 2 to 4. Turn the filter on and low pass somewhere like 6 to 10k if it gets harsh. Then make it pump around the drums. Add compressor after that. Enable sidechain, and choose the drums track as your sidechain input. Ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds depending on feel. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is what makes the whole background breathe with the groove. Now we set up macro control so this becomes playable. In your drum rack, open macros and map a few high-value parameters. Map one macro to the snare attack layer volume, so you can go from soft to snapping, without changing samples. Map another to the snare air layer volume. Map one to drum bus drive, and one to drum bus transients. Map a macro to an auto filter cutoff on the snare pad if you want quick telephone or dark to bright moves. And map something on your hats, like simpler decay or a filter cutoff, so you can darken or brighten the tops across sections. If you want a more advanced feel, set up velocity-based layer switching. In the snare pad's chain editor, set velocity ranges, so low velocity hits trigger mostly body, and higher velocity brings in more metal tick and air. Then your ghost notes automatically feel softer without you automating a thing. You can even fake a round robin by duplicating the attack chain a few times with tiny variations and alternating MIDI velocities. One more advanced punch trick: micro timing without moving the snare grid. Keep the main snare on grid, but make the attack chain slightly earlier by a few milliseconds. Even 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier can make the snare feel sharper while the groove stays locked. Do it carefully and always a slash B, because too much starts sounding like a flam. Now arrangement. This is where you stop thinking like a loop maker and start thinking like a DNB producer. For the intro, use the texture loop and filtered tops, but hold back full drums. Automate a high-pass filter opening over 8 or 16 bars to build tension. On the drop, bring in the full snare layers and hats. And here's a classic trick. Reduce the texture volume slightly at the drop so the drums feel bigger. Loud backgrounds can make your drums feel smaller, even if the meters look fine. For variation, add one distinctive found hit every 4 bars, like a chain clank on the end of 4 at the end of bar 4, then a different answer at the end of bar 8. Pitch it slightly or filter it to keep it evolving. That becomes a signature without clutter. Try the pre-drop negative space trick. In the last half bar before the drop, mute only the air and noise components, keep body. When the air returns, the drop feels brighter without you boosting anything. And think in terms of density, not loudness. Over 16 bars, keep level stable, but increase hat activity. Start with eighths, add occasional 16th ghosts, then introduce a second dust layer with higher probability. That's how you build energy like a pro without smashing your master. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't layer without rolls. If you can't explain what a layer contributes, delete it. Don't warp one shots unless you need it. Smearing transients is the fastest way to kill DNB punch. Don't leave low end in random foley. High pass is your best friend. Don't saturate everything to death. Distortion is awesome, but too much makes cymbals brittle and snares papery. And don't let textures fight your drums. Sidechain and filtering aren't optional in this style. This audio version is shortened for playback.